Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5. The Lord is truthful, he can be trusted. He loves justice and fairness, and he is kind to everyone, everywhere on earth. Corinthians 5, verses 17 and 18. Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten, and everything is new. God has done it all. He has sent Christ to make peace between himself and us, and he has given us the work of making peace between himself and others.
So this morning, our message is going to be in parts. Different people are going to talk a little bit about some of their camp or Sierra Service project experiences. And we're going to start with Jacob. He went to both Sierra Service project and camp.
I had a fantastic time at SSP making new friends as well as spending time with those from our church. Not only did I learn a few painting techniques, but I also learned about God and becoming a better person. This year at SSP, the focus was on controlling anger and spreading peace. Along with attending SSP, I also went to church camp. Church camp was great because I got to meet friends within our own San Diego community. This year's lessons encompass the theme, All Things New. I learned about new creation and new understanding and the positives they bring. I am grateful to belong to a church that helps us have these great experiences, so thank you all.
And next we have Taylor coming up, and Taylor actually attends regularly at La Mesa First United Methodist Church, but I'm friends with his stepmom, who was a youth in my youth group there when I was the youth leader there. Mark Barry had asked, he was at First Service, he said, I should tell you what SSP is in case you don't know. And that's Sierra Service Project, which was started in 75, I think, by a group of Methodists. And basically it was started by some people that were feeling guilty or like social justice oriented towards Native Americans. And how, we didn't really treat them very politely. And so they wanted a way to give back, and so they started this service project. So it started with going to Indian reservations and doing basically while there we do basic home repairs and hang out and fellowship together. And this year it's kind of morphed since then. And you're welcome to look it up on the internet and read all you want, or I will talk to you more after the service. But this year for our middle school group, we packed up in my van and drove to Susanville, California, which is way up at the top, kind of little towards the east, but almost towards the middle of California. And in case you're from some other, like if you're from the East Coast, that's like 3 states away or 4 states. I've had people confused by that when I lived on the East Coast and I said I was moving back to California. They're like, oh, you'll be close to your parents. I'm like, no, I'll be as far as yours. And my friend was like, that's 3 states away. I'm like, yes, I'm aware. And then for the senior high group, again, we packed up and loaded up in my van and we drove from San Diego to Chillicon, Oregon. So yeah, if you don't know where it, MapQuest. It was a long way, but we have a good time anyway. But anyway, sorry, without further ado, this is Taylor.
One of the things at SSP that touched me the most is when the counselors were teaching us that to be able to serve, you must be able to be served yourself. So they took each of our work groups, split them up, and started with the group leaders. Then they would step into paint, and then the counselors would wash their feet, and then the leaders of the group would stay, and as the next group came, they would step in paint, and then they would wash their feet to teach us how to be able to be served as well as serve other people. And for me, that just touched me because it shows us, especially as young people, on how to be able to allow people into our bubble and be able to serve us. So.
So, are you coming? Okay, this is Tracy, and Tracy's son Garrett, some of you have seen around occasionally, and he's gone with us to SSP for a few years. But Tracy came with us on the junior high SSP. Garrett was on senior high, but Tracy came as the second adult junior high SSP, which I'm eternally grateful. So be sure to say thank you to her, because, yeah, it's not easy to give up a week of work to go hang out with a bunch of junior high kids and out in the sun, and what her group dug holes and ripped out a fence and post-hole digging. Woo! So, I don't
First, let me thank you for letting me spend a week with your kids. It was amazing. And the unconditional love in that van on the ride up and at in the gym at SSP was, it just moved me. It was great. There were no walls. Nobody felt picked on. I mean, everybody could just be themselves. And I had Amber Lynn on my project, and we got the privilege to tear down a fence in 108-degree heat and dig many post holes and pour cement, and it was just crazy how our group came together. And then every day back at the gym during free time, how the kids just loved on each other. You just feel God's presence the whole day at the work site and at the gym. And the first day there, Dee and I stayed up till I think 2 in the morning making friendship bracelets. And we had all kinds of energy. And I got back from that first day of work, and I think I slept through free time, and I was out before lights out. I was so exhausted. I never worked so hard in my life. It was crazy, but it was the best experience ever. And thank you again for letting me go with your kids.
One of the things that, to be proud of some of our workers is, I know for a fact with Amber Lynn that they brought this big saw there, said, okay, who wants to try sawing? And she's like, me! So that was amazing that she just jumped up and jumped right in. Okay, we're going to kind of morph out of Sierra Service Project and switch over to summer camp. And a lot of times we talk about with the campers, about how much fun they had and stuff, but I kind of want to have Amy come speak with us for a minute. And Amy, a few years ago, I was short-staffed, and I saw Amy, and I said, hey, how would you like to come hang out at camp? And she unwittingly said, okay, but she's come back for 3 years now, so I'm going to let her talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so you guys are getting the second version of this, the more, you know, put-together version. Good, you're lucky. I have, like Dee said, I've been a camp counselor at Cedar Glen for the past 3 summers with early elementary, and being someone who didn't actually go to camp as a youth, it's been a good experience in terms of being able to get that camp experience, but also being able to get to know the wider United Methodist community, the youth, and even get to know some of the kids from our own church a little bit better. That's been, you know, a really fun experience for me, and I also really enjoy, you know, making sure that it's a fun experience for them, that they can reconnect with the things that are really important that we can get distracted from in daily life, like, you know, friends and the Word of God and just everything that is really, really important, and make sure that they have a safe, fun time while doing it. That's the end of my second, somewhat less impromptu speech.
Okay, so as I mentioned, first service, I'm now going to share a message with you, which was not the story that I had planned to tell this morning, but So, well, I was going to read this scripture again, maybe. Do you have that paper? Did I take it back? Never mind, I don't have it. But it talks about through God, or through Jesus, makes all things new. And as Amy said, that she had not experienced going to camp as, even though she grew up here, she didn't go to camp as a camper. I went to camp as a camper. I grew up in a California-Nevada conference, not here. But I went to United Methodist camp as a camper one time and one time only because I hated it. I really hated it. And I'm going to give you a little history of kind of what happened and why. But so people have asked me how I got involved with camping here, because I once they got me in San Diego camping here, they really got me in for those, because most of this happened right before I worked here. In case you didn't know that I was our district camp registrar for a lot of years. I was our district camp coordinator as well as being the dean of the combined elementary camps. But the way I got sucked into camp was a friend of mine, Diane Davis, who now is the Christian educator at La Jolla United Methodist Church, and Sharon Smith, who's also a Christian educator, who used to be the Christian educator at La Jolla. I don't know why that connection there. But they kept trying to get me. They knew me through Christian Ed Fellowship. They kept trying to get me to do camp, and I kept saying no. And they're like, but you went camping all the time as a kid with your family. You like camping. And I just kept saying no, because all I could remember was when I was 8, I went to camp, and I hated it. So finally, they got me to share this story with them that I'm going to share with you now. And so here goes. When I was 8, I went to camp with our pastor's daughter, invited me to go with her to camp. And every night at camp, there was a campfire. And after campfire, after we would do our singing songs and stuff, they would have snack over in this hall, and you could play games and stuff. But after, once they had this commitment card from you, they wanted everyone to sign this little, like a little pamphlet thing, like an altar call, a commitment card, saying you were going to give your life to Christ and that you would go home and share that news with your family, and they would be all happy and proud. And it's not so much that I didn't feel like I wanted to give my life to Christ at that point in time. I kept asking them questions like, well, first they want me to just sign it. And they just said, it just means that you believe in Jesus. I'm like, that's a lot of words for just believing in Jesus. So I said, I actually said that I wanted to read it. I mean, I did. I was like, no, I'm going to read it. I'm not just going to sign your little paper because, you know, who knows what you're signing, right? I don't know. My cynical dad taught me that much, and I was only 8. No. So I read it. And then I asked them, well, why do I need to sign this piece of paper? They're like, well, I go, well, God knows what's in my heart, right? Jesus knows what's in my heart. Why do I need to sign this piece of paper for you? And they couldn't really answer it. And now when I think back and being a camp dean and camp coordinator and knowing my camp counselors, I'm really glad I am not a camper now for myself. Because I'm sure that I created all kinds of havoc for these poor staff. Because, seriously, I kept asking them, but why do you need to know? Jesus knows what's in my heart. God knows what's in my heart. And they're like, oh, well, do you believe? And I said, yes. They're like, well, then just sign the paper. And I was like, no. So this kind of went on, like, every night, because I really needed somebody to tell me why they wanted me to sign that paper. Like, because, really, I'm sorry, Jesus knows. I don't need to sign it. And then also I discovered there was a few of us by Wednesday. There was a few of us that were holding out on signing this paper. for different reasons, but I think some, there was a couple people that I think were just entertained by me asking me questions because they really seemed to just be looking. But I found out that one of the girls that was there at camp had been invited with a friend, and she was Jewish. And they kept trying to get her to sign the paper, and then I also really, part of my holding out at that point was kind of in solidarity with her, because I'm like, you cannot force this girl to sign this piece of paper. I mean, she's not going to take it home and show her parents, and her parents are not going to be pleased. So, you know, seriously, in my heart, I knew that was wrong. I'm not even sure that I knew for the same reasons as an adult that I knew, but I knew that she was struggling and that, like, I mean, she was, like, crying over this struggle of feeling like she was being forced to sign something that she couldn't sign. So finally, the last night, dinner was really disgusting. And I didn't really eat it. So I was really hungry. My stomach was growling, and I was sitting there trying to hold out on this piece of paper for a long time, but knew that they were having cookies and stuff over there. So finally, out of sheer hunger, I signed the paper. But I signed the paper, handed it to them, grabbed the hand of the Jewish girl, and said, "Come on." And I drug her away with me. Like, kind of distracted them, handed them my paper, and drug her, like, so that they, because I did not want her there by herself, so I took her with me out of the hall. So, I know that this was a Methodist camp, so some of what happened there surprises me now, I mean, like, looking back. But the reason that Diane and Sharon were so able to get me to do camp is I told them the story, and they said, you know, Dee, if you're at camp, you can make sure that nothing like that ever happens to another camper. So that's what sucked me in. I mean, that's what got me there through the door, is because I want all of our campers here to feel safe and welcome, and I want them to learn faith at their own speed. So that's what got me into doing camp. And that's what, I don't know. Then, and then I stay because it's, like, fun. But, it's a lot of work. Deaning camp is a lot of work, but there's moments. There is moments at every camp that really bring the joy there. And we're going to move into a song, right? We're going to sing Seek Ye First. But I do have a moment that I was going to talk about. So if you want to see me later, it has to do with some of that. But that could be a whole nother day. So
please join in the attitude of prayer. God calls us to be a praying people. Let us now join in prayer, offering our praise, thanksgiving, and concerns to God. Precious and almighty God, we ask you to open our hearts and minds. Let us be still and hear your whisper. Let us inhale peace and exhale joy. We pray for your loving spirit to heal our world. Faithful God, be the instrument of peace for a world in need. Inspire laughter and joy as we open our eyes to see the beauty of your earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we give thanks for the many blessings in our lives. Thank you, God, for family, friends, and in this place of worship. We are also grateful for this place, our faith home. Help us, Jesus, to love one another and follow your light. Help us to live by the fruits of your Holy Spirit, love, joy, kindness, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Oh, how these fruits need to be embraced every day by all. This is only possible through you, our Creator. Loving God, we offer these prayers to you, joining voice and saying together the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.